The next patient is Mark Melton. The last name is M-E-L-T-O-N. This is the Melton is M-E-L-T-O-N. Clinical case of a 62-year-old white male that is a patient of Dr. Daniel Johnson, who has been referred to this office because of CKD, the stage 3B with proteinuria. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension that has been treated with the administration of amlodipine, 20 milligrams in the morning, and losartan 100 milligrams at night. And the blood pressure has remained borderline high. He has also a history of the significant amount of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory intake because of sciatic type of pain and shoulder pain. He takes a levetiracetam, naproxen. He has cut down. And he has a history of a seminoma that had an orchiectomy, and the metastasis in the lung was in the left lung, or to the left lung, was removed surgically at the Moffitt, M-O-F-F-I-T-T Cancer Center. The patient received chemotherapy with cisplatin, period. All of the above is contributory to the chronic kidney disease. The patient used to be more than 300 pounds. He's down to 235 pounds. He lost 2 pounds since the last visit. He changed the eating habits, decreased the salt, and there is still a blood pressure that is elevated, but better than before. Today's blood pressure reading 166 over 95, period. The ultrasound of the kidney is consistent with a smaller left kidney, 10 centimeters. The right kidney has a calcification, and both kidneys has some cysts. The possibility of renovascular hypertension has to be ruled out, and for that reason, we are going to order the Doppler ultrasound of the renal arteries. Period. Number two, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is down to 1.79, the chloride 109, the estimated GFR is 42. Sodium, potassium, chloride, and CO2 is with the normal limits. The albumin creatinine ratio is 120 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Following number. The patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. The lipid profile today. The cholesterol is 217. The HDL is 34. LDL is 150. The patient is reluctant to the administration of statins. And the diet was discussed, and he's going to emphasize that diet. Interestingly, this patient likes to eat a lot of protein. Red meat is his favorite. Following number coronary artery disease, the patient has a history of stent placement in the past. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease. Period. In general, this patient is reluctant to the idea of using diuretics at this moment or using beta blockers that should be indicated since he has some sympathetic effect. The heart rate at rest is 88. He's going to try to lose at least 10 pounds, and we are going to reevaluate after the life in the the change in the lifestyle. I have to point out that this patient still smokes. I invested 20 minutes discussing the imaging and the lab with the patient. In the face-to-face, 30 minutes. In the documentation, 10 minutes.